in our October 4, 2015 show. We got an update from the fall 2015 slingshot from Wolverine Declare, titled Alive and Well, A Visit to Zapatista Territory. An update on a group of folk who have done that hard work of consciously experiencing class abuse. And it's revealing. Quote, Zapatistas see the real work, the important thing, as growing their own food, raising their children, living together. They are willing to engage in armed struggle to defend this autonomy from a government they feel has no legitimacy. But that's not what they want to devote their energy toward. Their autonomy is due both to their own unbending will and international pressure that keeps the Mexican military from slaughtering them wholesale. And aren't we glad those folk who are keeping an eye on the Zapatistas aren't letting the world go? And so what is the result of this consciously experiencing the abusiveness of class? The result is autonomy. It is authentic selves. It is wills that do not bend, i.e., something to defend. It is this that we want in ourselves and in our brothers and sisters. But while the Zapatistas prepare for armed conflict, power takes its assault economic, which it prefers, all other things being equal, over witnessed battery. Of course, unless it serves other power purposes, for example, fostering divisions between us, eliminating the indigenous, or preserving the global hierarchy. Prefers it because it far better disarms us, any hidden hand that harms us, whether extra legal or extra economic, receives power's preference. If it's convinced, we'll remain ignorant of it. Staying hidden is all important for these folk. And leaves our anger no true culprit to answer to it. Of course, the overt violence of orbital sphere or cautionary states is their own business, or so the story goes. There was an article in this week's, I think it was this week's, East Bay Express, January 20 to 26, 2016, which gives us a further update, in a sense, well, definitely, on the Zapatistas. It's called Cap and Clear Cut by Will Parrish. Quote, California's cap and trade program is the first of its kind in the nation, and the states, under the guidance of Governor Jerry Brown, who, let's not forget, columnist David Brooks was pushing almost 2 years ago as his Democratic Party presidential candidate pick, although it's not a stretch to imagine him as a Republican, most def not a stretch. And the state's leaders are pushing to become the only jurisdiction in the world that also offsets its climate pollution through investments. That just makes you want to vomit. In tropical forest regions, in the southern regions. The common name for such efforts is REDD, RED. Several industrialized countries, as well as the World Bank and the United Nations, have already invested money in RED pilot projects. But critics warn that California's adoption of RED would have far-reaching human rights and environmental consequences. Initial investments by the World Bank and the United Nations in RED have already precipitated violent evictions of indigenous people from their forested homelands in the Democratic Republic of the Congo and Kenya to make way for carbon-saving projects. In fact, countless activists and grassroots organizations regard RED as a recipe for a global land grab, prompting them to dub it a case of CO2-lonialism. Given California's trailblazing status with regard to climate policy, its adoption of RED would likely trigger similar policies throughout the globe. Quote, it's been a huge success, said Lori Weyburn, president of the Pacific Forest Trust. which has been instrumental in developing California's program. This has gone from a what are you smoking kind of reception to every single forest owner who manages, read, develops, read, exploits for profit and destroys its health, manages their land looking at the protocols as part of a business approach. Unquote from the president of the Pacific Forest Trust. The Chiapas region, which was the location of the well-known 1994 Zapatista Rebellion, is also a hotbed of opposition to red. And that's unquote from Cap and Clear Cut. But while international pressure shields the Zapatistas from slaughter, until we consciously experience the abusiveness of the global class system, how can we ultimately protect our sister and brother Zapatistas?